is my cup of coffee. I'm assuming you have your own. Let's talk about icons, because that, for people coming to Linux, is often something that, I mean, that was one of, you know, background, like wallpapers and icons, I feel, are two of the things that when people from other operating systems come to Linux, like on their old platform, on their old OS, that was kind of the thing that you know how to do, you know? I mean, that's an easy way to personalize your computer. I'll change my background to something that pleases me, and I'll change a couple of icons so that I can find a folder or so that this thing stands out for me. I don't know if that's so much for Windows users, actually, but certainly for former Mac users, it's a thing. So let's talk about changing icons, because there's a couple of ways to do it on Linux.
So here we are on a basically stock out-of-the-box KDE desktop. And of course, so this is what it looks like. So we've got a menu here, and we've got applications, as one does. And if you notice, most of the icons are quite nice, very well designed. But some of them are, well, in this case, missing. Eric 4 doesn't have an icon right now. I don't know why it should. There's a really, well, in my humble opinion, fairly ugly icon. Sorry to whoever made the icon. Just doesn't fit with my aesthetic. Let's say that. That's nicer. And then there are some that they kind of look okay, like these pie slices here. But for instance, let's go to our file manager here and go to a place that would show us a different view of some of these icons, and you might see maybe a little bit of a problem. I mean, maybe not, just kind of it's up to your aesthetic, but yeah, some of them, as you can kind of see, like when you zoom in on them, which to be fair I don't do all that often, but I have noticed it even at the lower resolutions. Some of them start to get pretty pixelated, like this Arduino desktop one and this CAF one and this Qt one, the Chromium and the, you know, the Emacs. All these look quite nice. But, I mean, there are some that just don't really cut it at a larger size. And some of them, I'm honestly not even sure why they're getting quite that distorted. By which I mean, I'm pretty sure there are versions of these icons that don't look that bad. But either way, we clearly have some issues with some icons. And luckily we can fix that. And there's a couple of ways to do it. So I'll show you, I don't know, the ways that might be better for you. So first of all, let's get a new file manager really quick here. Jeez, this isn't my. I'm using a fresh install of KDE, and I really never use it this way. I've got mine so customized, I'm realizing now that I'm finding it a little bit difficult to navigate without all my customizations. So anyway, for instance, here's this desktop folder, which really, I don't even know where that came from, but it exists. And let's say that we didn't like it being blue, because you notice that I've got this green folder of icons and this brown one of source code. So the way to do the customizations on just individual items is, it's fairly intuitive, I think. You right-click on it, you go down to Properties, and you get this Properties window, and one of the panels in the Properties window is the picture of the icon right next to the name of the item. So if I click on the picture of the icon, I get a select icon dialog box from which I can choose an icon, and I'm given sort of like this choice between system icons and other icons. So the system icons has a number of different categories that you can choose from. So this is a folder or a directory, so it does make sense that I would be choosing from places, although if I wanted to be really crazy and choose from, for instance, emblems, I could do that. I could make it a little heart shape. Or if I wanted to select from animations, that's interesting. Or devices, you know, I mean, like, whatever. So if this is, if I want to make it look like a computer, now I've got, like, this really cool-looking computer icon as my desktop folder. And that's kind of nifty. You might like that. Might not. It's really up to you. And of course, you can also go back to properties here. Oops. Properties here. And instead of choosing from the built-in icons, I could choose from other icons and just browse my system and point it to really anything that I want to. So there's a little Python icon now as my desktop, because maybe it's not my desktop. Maybe it is where I keep my Python apps or whatever. I'm just making things up at this point, but you see how that's done. So that's kind of the normal everyday way. Now the I guess disadvantage or the disclaimer here is that if I go to properties on a not a directory, on like a file, I cannot change, no matter what I do, I cannot change what kind of icon that is, because by default my desktop looks at the kind of file this is and provides an icon for me. Okay, so that's the sort of piecemeal, you know, item by item way of doing icons. Now that's for directories and such. The other thing that you can do, and because you can see now, if I'm, you know, we've got this folder of .desktop files, right, in user share applications, and that, as you know now, if you've watched previous episodes, .desktop files are really just text files, right? In fact, we can preview it and actually see all the text contained within it. So that means that somewhere here in the text file, it's defining its own icon. So I'm going to open this text file up, which I need to do as root. So I'm going to use kdesu. Guess I'll open it in Emacs. So that'll just launch an Emacs terminal window after I give it my root password. So now this is a root instance of Emacs, and as you can see, it has opened up the Blender file. So here you'll see on this one line in the blender.desktop file that it defines icon equals Blender. So you might think, well, how does just giving the name of the application, of the executable, how does that help the computer find an icon to assign to this thing? Well, glad you asked, because it's pertinent information. So in /usr/share/icons, you see that there are a bunch of folders, each one corresponding to different themes that are installed on my system. And right now there aren't a whole lot of themes. Some are installed, but they're not very complete. They just probably got inherited with some other package that I installed. So the main theme, icon themes that I have installed here are really just Oxygen, GNOME, I think there's a Tango somewhere, yeah, Tango, and I think that's about it. Oh, High Contrast. So that's for like excess. So the default icon set that everything else falls back to is kept in the High Color directory. That's this guy right here. In fact, we could give it a different color. Oh no, we can't, because I'm not root in this window. But in High Color, you see that there are lots of different directories, each of them giving kind of a size, 48 by 48, 72 by 72, 96 by 96, 256 by 256, and so on, and then scalable. So really, none of these folders, except Scalable, should even exist. I'm greatly saddened that any of the other ones do exist. They're all PNGs or bitmaps, and that means that they are resolution dependent, meaning that if you blow them up too much, they start to get really pixelated. Scalable obviously scales really well, and if we click into Scalable, we can see that there are these categories which sound a little bit familiar because we saw them earlier in the icon chooser dialog. And we can look at them, and let's look in apps, for instance. And here's all of these really, really nice scalable versions of our applications, including one, conveniently enough, for Blender. So that means that I'm going to just copy that. Oh, I didn't expect that to happen. I'm going to copy this path of this icon into my... I'm going to get rid of just Blender after icon in my .desktop file. And I'm going to put in the full path. So I'm going to say /share/icons/high-color/scalable. Wow, even my Emacs is different because I don't have any of my customizations for it installed. So everything's acting so different for me. /usr/share/icons/high-color/scalable/apps/blender.svg. So now, instead of just giving it an icon name, which prompts the computer basically to search through high color for I guess for the first match of Blender, because it certainly didn't choose the scalable version. It chose some other version. And we could do a find and try to locate exactly what it's finding, but I don't really care that much. Point being that we do know that there is a scalable option, so we're going to point it directly to the scalable option. I guess I've already saved it. Yes, I did. So now I'm going to close it. And now, in theory, if we go back to... if we go back to our applications directory, and look at Blender at a very high resolution, we see that it is losing absolutely none of its quality, even as it gets really, really, really large. We could probably go larger, I just don't know how to make it go larger. But yeah, it's really nice and sharp, as you can see, which is really cool. And that is why everyone, really, we should not be using bitmaps for icons. We've reached the point where monitors are getting high quality enough at this point where things need to be scalable, just like in CSS, you know, use percents instead of pixels. So anyway, that's how you can change individual icons within the file that defines them. And that's applicable for the .desktop files. And that should have inherited over from that into our menu, although our menu isn't terribly large, so it's hard to see whether it did or not. But you can just trust me, it did. Now those are all, that's kind of like one by one piecemealing all these all of these icons together, and that can be slow going. I mean, it can be nice if that's what you're into, but otherwise you may want to find alternate themes entirely of icon sets developed by people with, I guess, a lot of time, because they have to make a lot of icons. And there are three that I know of off the top of my head, and a fourth which is just a general resource. So the first one is the Mocha Project. That's just what they call themselves, and they're a set of minimal kind of square, rounded square icon sets. Everything's sort of the same aspect ratio. Mocha, from what I understand, is the application set, and then the base set for like directories and really, really standard kinds of things is called the FABA, F-A-B-A icon set. So that's over at the mokaproject.com, mokaproject.com. And you can download those and install them, and we'll install them together in a moment. The other one that I know about is Numix. Numix has a lot of stuff as well. They've got a couple of Android-related things. They have GTK themes, which we won't be using. Icon themes, which we will be using. Some are paid, you pay for. Some you get for free. You're always welcome to donate. Either way, there are wallpapers and lots of different things. A theme for Plank, the really, really good little dock application. So yeah, that's another set that you could look at. And then there's the well, there's in general there's KDE-look.org. That's KDE-look.org. And there are more than just KDE-look. I think there's a GNOME look, there's a Box look, I think. So there are a couple of different websites like this, and they tend to be pretty good for, well, wallpapers, sometimes for themes and icons. So one icon set that I have used in the past are Fanza, and it's sort of like the Mocha set. It's kind of like all kind of square and very, everything's the same aspect ratio almost all the time. But I don't know, it kind of grew on me, and I've used it on a couple of different systems. I happen to like it okay. So let's assume that we've downloaded some icons, which we have. And here they are. So there is in system settings, if we search for icons, it points us toward the panel called Application Appearance. And if you roll over it, it confirms, yes, it has an icons panel in here. So in icons, in system settings, we can see that, yeah, I have six themes installed right now: GNOME, High Contrast, Monochrome, Nuvola, Oxygen, and Tango. So, I mean, if you happen to like any of these sets, then you can just switch to a different icon theme, click apply, and immediately your icons will change all over the place. Every icon now on your system has changed, so that it is within that theme. Even my K menu has changed to some feet, some shoes. My dolphin icon is different. So yeah, there's a lot of different things, and anything missing, like this Conqueror, which is a very KDE-centric kind of application, anything missing just falls back again on high color, I think. Or although KDE might have its own set of defaults. So yeah, that's the quick way to change the entire theme. But of course, I mean, it gets a little bit more interesting than just, the stock sets of icons that are included. Not that they're bad, I'm just saying that we've got more choices. So we'll take these icon sets and just kind of one by one extract them into slash usr slash share slash icons. And that you have to do as root, because usr slash share slash icons obviously exists in a place where a normal user would not have access to. So now if I look in my file manager, just to confirm that they're there, and we'll have to see if we're supposed to do anything further. I'm not really sure how they've packaged these things up. Okay, so we've got, let's see, Mocha Icon Theme 5.0. Well, there's a install file, so I guess that would probably be helpful to read. And so it says, for personal use, copying the paper folder to .local share icons will do, or copy paper into user share icons to make it available system-wide. When they say paper, I don't really know what they mean. I guess they mean Mocha. So what we're going to do is move that folder outside of itself. Yeah, so here's Mocha. We'll move it back one directory, and then we'll get rid of the Mocha icon theme. Cool. Okay. So that might be ready to go, but as I recall, the mocha theme depends on the FABA, F-A-B-A set, which is here, FABA icon set. So I'm assuming that their README for this one is probably the same. Yes, it says copy FABA into either your local home directory, .local share icons, or into the system-wide directory. And I'm doing this system-wide because I'm not in my standard user right now. And I figure if I'm doing this, I might as well play for keeps. So now if I go to my system settings, the chances are very good that in my icons panel, in application appearance and then icons, I should have a Mocha entry, and yes, I do. So now if I switch to Mocha and hit apply, it looks like it worked to me. At least mostly. No, entirely. There's all the different folders. Not sure how I feel about those folders myself, but these icons are quite nice, I think. Pretty nice. And you can see that there are some that that are just kind of specific to the way KDE sets things up, and FABA doesn't pick them up, or Mocha doesn't pick them up and does not convert them. So that's kind of interesting. And I mean, that might sort itself out with like a logout too. Sometimes the icon themes seem to want to kind of sort themselves out. They want to be loaded back into memory, essentially. And as you can see, I've changed these folders myself, and so they're inheriting what I've set them to, rather than just blindly, like if I make a new folder here, then I've got the new folder style there. So it does respect your overrides, which is obviously quite nice. It gives you new... Are those new? I don't know if those are new emblems or not. But yeah, either way, that's kind of nifty. And you can do... I mean, it's the same basic idea, you know, with all of these things. As long as you click into a folder and see that there's that sort of default set of different size icons, and then the scalable folder, and the index theme is, or yeah, index.theme is, an index file for that theme is kind of good to have as well. I don't know if it's necessarily required. I've never done an icon theme before. So we'll just move both of these guys back. This looks like a theme for something else. This is not an icon theme, I think. Yeah, this is a KDE theme. Okay, well, we'll get to that in a moment. That's pretty easy, I think you'll agree. And that changes, I mean, really sort of the entire look and feel of your system, I find. So let's see what Numix... No, that's not it. Numix looks like. There's the Numix circle theme. Everything's a circle. Except the t-shirts, or maybe they're on a white background. And permissions and startup and shutdown just do not take, I guess. And, I mean, as you can see, I mean, it's a pretty darn complete theme. I mean, it really does change, like, a lot. Which, I mean, honestly, can sometimes be confusing, because if you're looking for, I don't know, GIMP, let's say, then normally I think I would just kind of be looking for the GIMP logo, like the very familiar kind of, I'm looking for GIMP, and I honestly, I'm just, like, I'm probably scroll, there it is. So yeah, it can be dangerous, for instance, you know, if you're, if you rely too much on icons, and I think maybe subtly I might have been relying more on icons than I even realized, because, yeah, I didn't even think about it until I just kind of opened that menu up and thought, wow, I don't know what any of these programs are now. So that's kind of interesting. It's a testament, I guess, to to iconography working as intended. Okay, so let's take a look now at this theme that we're supposed to be able to use, this other theme, and this will kind of segue into the final topic, which is theming the rest of your desktop, which, I mean, that's going to be different depending on your desktop, but I think if you just kind of get a rough idea of it. So according to their instructions here for my KDE theme, it's telling me to go to System Settings, which I'm here, Application Appearance, and then Color, and then Import a Scheme. So we'll do that. We'll import the scheme, and here we are in our chooser. We'll go out to the root of the file system, go back into /usr/share/icons, which, I mean, if I was going to keep all of this stuff, I mean, if this was my real user account, I would move that out of icons, because obviously that doesn't make any sense. But it's okay for now. So NewMix Colors, and I'll apply that. I don't know if you're going to be able to see the subtle change that it just applied to my system. I mean, certainly the selection color has changed, so that's something. And then it says for the theme engine, I go to System Settings, which I'm in Application Appearance, and then Style, which is here, and then Applications, which is here. And then I'm assuming there's going to be a import button somewhere around here. I don't know. And set widget style to cute curve. Oh, okay. Cute curve would be... Oh, I don't have cute curve installed. So let me install that really quickly. Okay, there we go. So now we should have cute curve installed. And there we go, cute curve. So now I've set it to cute curve. Let's find out what I do next. Click on configure and then import. Configure. Import. And again, I go to my root file system, go to /share/icons, which again is a horrible place to keep this stuff, but I guess there are worse places. And here we go. So I will apply that. And that's more or less it, I think. So yeah, it's given me a little bit of a different look. Not, I wouldn't say it was drastic or anything, but there are some subtle touches here and there that are kind of clearly different. So that's cool. The really cool thing about theming stuff on Linux is, as you, well, the first cool thing is that it's all open source, and like, if you really want to get into theming, just go for it. Crack it, you know, go get a theme that exists, crack that open into a file editor, a text editor rather, and just take a look at what they do, and you too can make your own theme. But as you can see, at least in KDE, you can configure what they do give you, and you can absolutely just, you can go crazy with it. I mean, you can just customize it to your heart's content. I mean, you can really just go really just as far as you want to with this. It's completely up to you. So that's a lot of fun, and if you have that amount of time, absolutely just go for it. It's very, very powerful. So now, of course, there are other things that you can do in KDE anyway. You can change window borders and really all kinds of different things that you might find appealing. And you can configure the decoration that you have, the fonts that you use. I mean, there's a lot of configuration, and at some point, I guess you just kind of have to really sort of figure out how far down that path path you really want to go, but it is a lot of fun, that's for sure. And if you're bored one day and feel like changing up the look and feel of your desktop, that should get you started. And hopefully the point of the icon stuff did not get lost on you with all the other stuff. Remember, right click on things to change icons, within on a one item basis. You can change them in your menu by right clicking and editing applications, or you can change your entire theme in system settings, application appearance, icons, and just kind of go crazy with that.
Icons. Not all that hard, actually, huh? Yeah, try it out on your own computer, see how you go. And I think that brings us to pretty much the close of this episode. So thank you for watching, as always, and I will talk to you in 2 weeks.
Okay, I think that's it for this episode. Thank you very much for listening, as always. My name is Klaatu. You can find me online at GNUWorldOrder.info or at SlackerMedia.info. You can find me via email at Klaatu@member.fsf.org. That's member.fsf, as in Free Software Foundation, .org. And you can also find me on LinuxQuestions.org as NotKlaatu. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you next time.
For several years now, my chief interest has been the study of possible life on other planets.